100% American.
Heard around the world by everybody and their mama. The Jesse Lee Peterson Radio Show.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. Whatever you want to talk about, it's your day to get it off your chest. Whatever's on your chest,
express yourself.
Quick reminder, check out my weekly column on WND.com, WorldNetDaily.com. Here's the antidote to evil mass shooting, referring to the shooting that's been happening in the schools around the country. There's a way to deal with it. We all know what it is. Let's do it. So read the article. We'll get into it. You know, so right now we truly have the liberals who are children of the lie, meaning the activist liberal media, the activist liberal Democratic Party, the Never Trumpers and the Rhino Democrats. They want to destroy every fiber of this Judeo-Christian nation. Because if they can destroy the foundation of God, they can take over and it's theirs. And they know that. And they use every situation, emotional situation that they can find, to use that to get you all stirred up, emotionally caught up. And once you are emotionally caught up, they control you. That's why we have to overcome emotions and do what's right. Not what we think, not what we feel, but what is right. All angry people are controlled by their emotions, and that's why the children of the lie keep you angry. Mark my word, here's an example of that. This is why you gotta drop your anger. Before you enter into the kingdom of heaven, you must forgive. The kingdom is within and is above. All angry people are controlled. And the children of the lie knows this. They understand this because their father is angry, the devil. And so here's what's happening. They've gotten rid of men in the home, at least black men and Hispanics, and they're working on the white man. If they can break down that white family by getting the man out of the way, it's over for the white family. All right, more and more white boys and girls are making babies out of wedlock. They're disrespecting their parents. So that foundation is gone. They have taken the foundation of God out of the schools and the public square. We don't want God. The Constitution says separation of church and state. Something dumb. Not true, but that's what they into. And the children of the truth allowed it to happen. This whole shooting thing, this is not about this the children. It's about the Democrats using the children, the radical media using the children. This is a campaign going on. This is midterm election year, and the Democrats are campaigning. Believe me. And unfortunately, they're using dumb children whose parents have failed them. It's not about the shooting. It's about destroying the NRA. It's about destroying Donald Trump. It's about destroying anything that's good so they can take over. Evil cannot take over your life as long as you are good. Good meaning of God. Here's an example. CNN had a town hall meeting the other night, and they used the children in order to attack the NRA, Republicans, and Christianity, and everything else that's good. Here's CNN. A boy asked Marco Rubio. And Marco Rubio is the congressman from Florida. So this dumb boy who's been brainwashed. He knows nothing about the NRA or about the Second Amendment or about the First Amendment. He asked Marco if he would stop taking NRA money.
Senator Rubio, it's hard to look at you and not look down the barrel of an AR-15 and not look at Nicholas Cruz. But the point is, you're here, and there are some people who are not. And this is about people who are for making a difference to save us and people who are against it and prefer money. So, Senator Rubio, can you tell me right now that you will not accept a single donation from the NRA in the future?
Look how stupid those young people are. Brainwashed.
I wish I could have asked the NRA lady a question. I wish the NRA lady I could have talked to, because I would ask her how she can look in the mirror, considering the fact that she has children, but, you know, maybe she avoids
what
those.
What is that? I'm sorry?
I don't freaking know.
That's okay.
So, had I been Marco Rubio, I would have said to the boy, it's hard for me to look at you knowing how dumb you are. It's hard for me to look at you knowing that your parents have failed you. It's hard for me to look at you and know that the liberal media, CNN, or somebody have brainwashed you to get up and ask such a dumb question. But no, I would not stop taking money from the NRA. And if you are so concerned about me, dumb boy, taking money from the NRA, go and ask Oprah and Steven Spielberg and George Soros and others to stop giving money to the godless Democrats and the liberals. Then I'll stop, you dumb boy. Go sit down. Where's your daddy? I would have just responded like that. No, I'm not going to stop. Just like the left is not going to stop taking money from people who support them and their causes. Marco says the NRA's influence come from the people who support it, not from money.
Number one, the positions I hold on these issues of the Second Amendment, I've held since the day I entered office in the city of West Miami as an elected official. Number two, no, the answer to the question is that people buy into my agenda. And I do support the Second Amendment. And I also support the right of you and everyone here to be able to go to school and be safe. And I do support any law that would keep guns out of the hands of a deranged killer. And that's why I support the things that I have stood for and fought for during my time here.
More NRA money? More NRA money?
That is the wrong way to look. First of all, the answer is people buy into my agenda.
You can say no.
Number second, well,
guys,
the influence
be quiet,
of any
Come
group.
On, we're going to be here all night.
Wow.
The influence of these groups comes not from money. The influence comes from the millions of people that agree with the agenda. So the millions of Americans that support the NRA and who
all
support
right.
gun rights
I'm sorry,
groups.
Senator. Guys.
This is all those dumb young people brainwashed. And plus, this young boy is disrespecting Marco, and Marco is allowing it to happen. Oh, come on. It's going to take all night. Marco, say no, I will not stop. Who told you to ask me that question, you dumb boy? You don't have sense enough to ask that question on your own. Who told you to ask that question? And look at all these dumb children out here yelling and screaming. Who brainwashed y'all? Y'all, when you're in the black community. You all, when you're from the South. I don't know what white people say. You guys. Marco is not responding in a straight up, honest kind of a way. No, I will not stop taking money from the NRA. Who told you to ask me that? You're too dumb to know that question on your own. Here's CNN. This girl from the school confronts Dana Loesch at the town hall meeting after this break. We're already at a break. Mind-blowing. If you have conservatives and Christians, if you have any doubt how to deal with evil, watch how President Trump is dealing with it. Calm, collective, honest, straight up, no fear, loving what's right, putting the country first, logical. Children of the lie can't handle that, because that's the power of truth, which is God coming through you. Wake up. Wake up, folks. This is the spiritual battle I've been talking about, not about color. That's another lie from the children of the lie. So CNN held this town hall meeting using the children to take away our Second Amendment. This is no longer about the killing that took place. And when the killing took place in Florida at the high school there, it was a joy for the Democrats and the radical active media, the liberal media. They love assaults like this because they come in and they emotionalize it even more so, and they use it to take away your rights. So Dana Loesch was there, and Dana Loesch is one of the spokespersons for the NRA. And by the way, I am a lifetime member of the NRA. And so a girl confronts Dana Lashen. She's a student from the school where the shooting took place.
I want you to know that we will support your two children in the way that we will not. You will not. Do you believe it should be harder to obtain these semi-automatic weapons and modifications to make them fully automatic, such as bump stocks?
Well, I think the ATF is deciding about bump stocks right now. The president ordered the DOJ to look into it.
I'm asking your opinion as a representative of the NRA.
That's what the NRA's position has been. Talking for them. These are the 5 million members that I'm here representing. So that answers your question
just
with that.
Just interject for a second, though. And I understand you're standing up for the NRA, and I understand that's what you're supposed to do. But you just told this group of people that you are standing up for them. You're not standing up for them until you say, I want less weapons.
You're a member of the NRA, yes? No, you're not a member of the NRA.
That's a dumb liberal cop, by the way. What a phony. And to the girl that asked the question, and she first said, I support the children like you, or something dumb, I would have said to her, no, you don't support the children. You can't even support yourself. You don't have a job. You're not even supporting yourself. And with that haircut, I'm led to believe that you are a radical feminist. So go sit down. Yes, I support the NRA. The NRA is not going anywhere, so you might as well rest. And whomever told you to say that, to repeat that question, tell them that to see me. Something. You got to deal with these people. Amazing stuff. We have more to share with you, but it's Open Line Friday. I want you to hear in a minute here or so how the great white hope, by the way, he's held what he called a listening session or sessions at the White House. This man, the great white hope, better known as Donald Trump, the president of the greatest country on this side of heaven, he handled it like a man of God, a man of America. All right? Amazing. Let me go. Is it Gerard James? Jared from, I'll go to Jared from Arkansas. Jared, thanks for calling. Get it off your chest.
Hey, Jesse, I love the show, man. You are on fire today. Keep it up. I'm loving this.
Thank you very much. Hey,
everybody keeps looking to Trump to fix this, to wave the magic wand and fix the school shooting thing and all, and it's never going to happen. There's nothing that Donald Trump can do to fix it. Lift the regulations that prohibit teachers being armed in the schools.
Yes.
Have Donald Trump turn it back to the governors and have the governors turn it back to the county sheriffs to go on a one-by-one basis and figure out a plan per school to secure their schools. Yeah. That's it. Plain and simple.
That's right. It's so simple that the liberals, the children of the lie, don't want that to come out. They know what the answer is. But for these folks, the Democrats, representatives, it's all about politics. It's about power. It's not about the people. And if you doubt me, anybody doubt me, look at the hoods. Look at the cities and states where Democrats are in control. In California, the Democrats control California. It's a sanctuary state. And now it looked like a third world state. Homeless bums are everywhere. Drugs, crime, decent people leaving. So it's about politics, Jared. It's not about what's right with these folks.
Yep, exactly.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
That's the only way we're going to fix it, is to give the power back to the county sheriffs to go take care of it.
That's right. Thank you, buddy. Have a good weekend.
You too.
All right. Amazing. Amazing. Let me go out to Kansas, and talk to a first-time caller, Kenneth. Kenneth, thank you for calling. Get it off your chest.
Hi, Jesse.
How you doing, sir?
I'm doing fine. Say, you know, the secret societies of the Masons and the Shriners, there is a lot of demonic activity that goes on. It's a Luciferian-type secret society, and I pray that God would break that spirit of Luciferian deception off of that, and they would be exposed.
Well, you know, I can't comment because I am not familiar with the secret society at all. I've been hearing about it, and you know, people have asked me about it. I'm going to have to kind of look into it educate myself about it, then I can respond. But I definitely appreciate your call, Kenneth. Thank you so much. Let me go out to Bob is out of Oregon. Bob, I used to live in Oregon,
Jesse,
by the way.
What's happening?
Hey, Bob, how you doing?
Oh, pretty good. I'm going to have to inform you about something else.
What's that?
Last night, I was looking on this newscast, and they had a deal about this gun shooting in school. So they had this deal on that has the school in Whittier, this security cop was walking around at lunchtime and caught his eyes dropping on these three kids.
Yes.
And it took one kid to the principal and found out he was going to go shoot up the schoolyard in Whittier Boulevard, Whittier.
Yeah, we talked about that story before. A young man at a high school there in Whittier allegedly was planning to carry out the same killing, light killing that happened in Florida. Fortunately, he was caught by the security guard. The security guard reported it, and they found several guns that he had, I think, at his home somewhere. But, yeah, I'm glad that that was stopped before it happened, Bob. Thank you so much. The FBI, the school, the kids, and everybody else, the police department down in Florida, failed to deal with this young man down in Florida in the right way. Let's see here. Let's go out to New York. It's Get It Off Your Chest Friday and talk to John. John, thank you for calling and thanks for holding you on the air.
Hi, Jesse.
Hey, John.
Good to talk to you again. I called you once before, and I'm very concerned. There's a late-breaking story about one of the deputies in Broward who stood outside 4 minutes while the gunfire was going on. He resigned. This story is not about gun control. It is the failure of government to protect its citizens.
Yes.
They're failing in their primary job.
Yep, that's right.
And as you peel back this onion, every day new details come by. The FBI got up and lied when they said that they didn't have a name. About 6 months ago, when that bail bondsman from Mississippi saw this post that this kid said he wanted to be a professional school shooter. But they had a name.
Yep. John,
if I didn't pay my taxes and they had my name, do you think they'd find me?
That's right, in a minute. But, John, this is why we got to take back our government. It's we, the people in this country, we have allowed the government to just take over, addict people to government. Excuse me. Addict people to the government, and now the government is controlling us. And the government is never going to do the right thing because the government is about power. Power over people, power over everything. So we got to wake up and take back the government, and then they'll start to function in the manner that they should.
You're absolutely right. And here's one more thing to think about.
Real fast,
one of the solutions that's being floated is to stop 18-year-olds from being able to buy rifles. How do you tell a 19-year-old Afghanistan veteran coming home on leave
that's right.
that he can carry a fully automatic weapon overseas, but in his own country that he's fought for?
He's absolutely right. It's not about guns. So on my YouTube channel, I have the Fallen State TV, thefallenstate.tv. It's so amazing. Every week we put out a brand new episode. Sometimes I go out on the street and talk to people. And I happen to know that most black people, not all, but most black people hate white folks. And they blame white people for their problems when whites don't have anything to do with it. It's about taking responsibility for your own life. And I now understand that most black people need to return to God. And they need to take back control, led by the truth, led by God, of their own lives, get rid of their so-called black leaders, because whenever you turn your life over to another human being, they will take advantage of you. And blacks are being taken advantage of by the so-called civil rights leaders, John Lewis, the Wicked Wick of the West, Maxine Waters. John Lewis is a wicked man, so-called civil rights leaders, Jesse Jackson, the Democratic Party, the liberal media. Blacks are in a fallen state, so anybody can use them as long as they cry racism. So I went out on the streets, and I've interviewed truckloads of black folks, preachers and Christians and atheists, and they don't like white people. I asked them, do you love white people? And they don't know that if you don't love white people, you don't love anyone. If you don't love your enemy, you love no one. You don't love your children. You don't love God. If you don't love your neighbor, you love no one. But they'll pray and praise Jesus with all that anger in their heart. So I went out on the streets for a brand new episode of the FallenState.tv. Here's what happened. Here's a teaser of what happened. How about white people? Do you love white people?
Do I love them?
So when said,
yeah, I think the nigga racist.
Would you want
Donald Trump? Look, we like Donald Trump. That's what we on. We just like Donald Trump. That's the movement.
Obama was a puppet.
I love all people.
How about white people?
Doesn't matter. There's no such thing as white people.
It's not a bad thing, but I have no work history.
So the things that they're saying about African-Americans and Hispanics and...
The things that who are saying?
The all right.
And what does it take to get a free Obama phone?
Everybody knows he's... Everybody knows him, that he's a Nazi.
Do you see him that way too?
Yeah, and I like him.
When we were slaves, we're that right now.
You've heard both white people say that?
No, yes, white people say that. What is the statistics right now?
Do you love them, white people?
No.
You don't love?
I love my race, my people.
The real blacks started slavery. Blacks sold slaves to Europeans. They didn't got out of hand. But that's the neither here nor there. That's history.
So
but
let me ask, you believe in the alt-right? Can I talk? Oh, you're deaf.
I didn't even vote for Obama last term.
You did not?
Because I just didn't.
Check that out on thefallenstate.tv. Excuse me. Thefallenstate.tv is so amazing. It's so interesting. It's mind-blowing. And it was interesting. I talked to the black girl there with the blonde hair. She has on white people hair, but she hates white people. I told you, you become attracted to what you hate. You become attracted to what you hate. You're controlled by what you hate or whomever you hate. Check it out, The Fallen, FALLEN, thefallenstate.tv. Don't forget to subscribe, follow, and do all that good stuff as well. Also, we need your financial support. For the last 28 years now, my nonprofit organization, BOND, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny, we have been rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man, showing these folks how to overcome their anger, return to their fathers and mothers, and return to God. That's what's needed. That's what's missing. It's not about color. It's about the spirit. We have an entrepreneur academy where we're teaching them how to start businesses from the ages of 15 and up. We work with all men, all people, really. We don't turn anyone away, but the focus is on the men, because if we could get the men to return to God, love him, live by that, they can guide their wives and children in the right way to go. Go to rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com, and donate or call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. Most blacks are in a fallen state, so they just don't know. And when you watch the episode, the full episode is up now. A brand new episode goes up every Thursday at 6 p.m. Pacific time. Check it out. It's mind-blowing. You're going to see what I'm talking about. The Great White Hope. And by the way, tell everybody and their mama to watch Newsmax, please. Tell them about Newsmax TV. They can watch it on Direct and AT&T, Dish Network, NewsmaxTV.com. No excuse not to watch it. Spread the word. Let the snowflakes know about it. Let your enemies and your friends know about it, your family members, everybody. And we do appreciate it. It is Newsmax. It's the place to be. And by the way, get my copy, get a copy of my book, the From Rage to Responsibility. And one of the first books I wrote is simple. It's about my life and how I was able to overcome because I had that anger too. From Rage to Responsibility. It's amazing. You can get it at Amazon.com or you can go to my website, rebuiltingtheman.com, and get an autographed copy. From Rage to Responsibility. I highly, highly recommend that everybody and their mama read it. Let your children read it. You will not be the same. You can wake up. So here's the president, the great white hope. This man is the great white hope for all of Americans, but especially black Americans. The great white hope held a listening session, and this is from the White House. Trump pushes for qualified teachers to be armed. Here we go.
As an example, I'm watching John Kelly, General John Kelly. So he's a four-star Marine. He's a tough cookie. If he was a teacher of mine, I wouldn't mind having him have a gun, because I guarantee he can use it better than anybody. There's no security guard you're going to hire that's going to handle a gun better than him. So if he's a teacher, and if other friends of his from the Marine, if they're teaching, or other people like that, I want them to have a gun. But more importantly, almost more importantly, nobody's going to attack that school. Because they know General Kelly is the history teacher. He's teaching about how we win wars, okay? And he's got a concealed weapon. But they're going to know he's got a concealed, because we tell them that the bullets are going to be flying in the other direction. You're not going to have these attacks if you do that. If you're going to continue with this nonsense about a gun-free zone, gun-free, it sounds so good. It's like, it sounds so great. It is such a target for the killer. They look for gun-free zones. Because believe it or not, they don't want to get killed. Well, look at the guy in Florida. He tried to escape with the other, right? He had a great policeman caught him in a different community.
Right.
But he actually escaped. He didn't want to get shot. If he would have known that he was going to be shot, because he's a coward. But he tried to escape. He did actually escape. They had a great policeman in a different community found him. So that's what we need.
Isn't that common sense? I mean, everywhere else you go, there are security guys or police officers with guns. You go to the zoo, guns. You go to the airport, guns. Somebody on the plane, undercover, gun. You go to the, wherever you go, campground, guns. Why don't they have guns in schools? What's wrong with the teachers or someone privately or secretly or undercover carrying a gun? It's crazy, folks, not to have it, especially in today's society. Last soundbite on this is an Indiana officer pushed for schools to be set up with smoke canisters that the sheriff can deploy on a shooter. I have no idea what this is all about, but here we go.
Securing the physical environment of the school is an absolute must. The school is wired directly securely to the sheriff's department 10 miles away. So the sheriff's department can monitor in real time what's occurring. Each teacher has a key fob so that when something occurs, they can communicate effectively and immediately with someone off site. And the most
Do you have anybody inside with a gun that can take on the man that's right outside the door that, by the way, can shoot right through the steel doors as they did in your school?
Well,
those bullets went right through those steel doors like they were butter.
That's a part of what's necessary, but I can tell you this. What else they have are countermeasures. Countermeasures that can be employed from the sheriff's department within seconds to contain the attacker and, in a sense, turn the attack on him. That's a critical piece. I would invite you to come to Shelby County.
I just don't know what that means, honestly. I don't know what that means.
Well, I can tell you what it means. When you're in the hallway, if you have an active shooter in the hall and he's going around and he's looking for targets, we've got the doors blocked, we've got it locked up, somebody's monitoring, and for example, they have smoke canisters that can come in and blind the shooter, which detracts him from the his target. That gives time, as you know, that critical time when he's alone,
no idea,
looking for targets.
I don't
now he's discombobulated. He doesn't know where he's
hopefully,
going.
Hopefully.
Well, that's the idea. I mean, these
in
are not
meantime, he's shooting everybody, though.
Well, in this particular school, they're locked down. We need to have those types of hard products or hard targets in our schools.
Can't you hear the president, like, in his mind, Lord, what is this man talking about? I have no idea. This is a dummy. He's trying to look good and sound good. He must be educated. No one knows what he's talking about. It's a dumb idea. That's why. Whenever you can't understand what someone is talking about, my grandmother said, would say, they lying to you. That's why. Let's go out to Tennessee and talk to Donna. Donna is the first time caller. Donna, thanks for calling and thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
I sit and I watch TV and I see all these people talking about this and I get so angry at the dumbness of people that don't like guns and they want to blame everything on the gun. They want to blame, this gun can't shoot itself. It's the person itself. And if we have guns with qualified people in school to guard those schools, these people's not going to do that because they know there's guns.
That's right. That's right.
You know, I don't understand how people can be, and I hate to call people dumb, but it's unlearned ignorance.
Yes. You know, Donna, this is an attempt of the Democratic Party, the radical activist liberal media, the right or Republicans to take control of people. They want to control you. That's what this is about. They don't.
Yeah.
It's not about. These people are heavily armed themselves. They have bodyguards. They live behind gated communities. They are well protected. This is about controlling normal people.
And the thing of it is what people don't realize is all these young people have been trained to believe all the lies.
Yes.
And then they get them to speak out, and they have no clue what they're even talking about.
None whatsoever. They are busy looking at their iPods, iPads, Instagrams. They don't ever look up. They're always looking down at the computer. They have no idea they're even where they are or where they're going. So they've been brainwashed.
The thing of it is, once they try to take guns away from American people who are law-abiding citizens— one time is all it takes.
Yes.
And once they get your guns, that's it. You have no rights whatsoever.
No protection or anything. Thank you, Donna. I appreciate it. I have to tell you, when I was going to school in the good old days, when boys were boys and men were men, there were no bodyguards and security guards because people were decent back then. They had families. They had common sense. Paul is out of Gainesville, Georgia. Paul, thank you for calling. Get it off your chest, sir.
Yes, Jesse, I'm a first-time caller, and I thank you for everything you do. You're a wonderful person.
Thank you, Paul. I appreciate that.
And the reason for my call is I want to find a church in Georgia somewhere that has your values, and if you could recommend one for me, I'd be greatly appreciated.
Oh, good. You know, let me look around, and I'll see what I can do. In the meantime, anywhere in the world, you can be a part of my church by going to rebuildingtheman.com/church. And you can watch it. You can communicate with me live anywhere. But I will look around for you, Paul, and see what we can do for you. So you can go to rebuildingtheman.com/church. All right?
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, man. And I appreciate you, Paul.
And I appreciate you.
Okay.
Have a great one.
You too now. Let's go to Fred, a first-time caller out of Virginia. Fred, thank you for calling, and thanks for holding you on the air.
Hey, Jesse, how you doing?
All
you
is well.
All I hear is people talking about this this guy and all that, and he's horrible. Ain't no doubt about that. But why ain't they talking about the reason a lot of these kids go to these schools is because they've been bullied? Why don't they talk more about kids bullying in school and bring it to the attentions of the people that's doing this stuff? And you see a lot of this is stopped, even if it's on the internet.
Because the children of the lie don't want to do the right thing. Fred, hold on, Fred. So my biblical question is from 1 Peter 1:16. Be holy, for I am holy. Be holy, for I am holy. The question is, can you be holy and still sin? The answer is, no. If you're sinning, you're not holy. Just think about it. It's so logical. If you're sinning, you're not holy. That's why he tells you to be holy. He didn't tell you to be sinning. Stop sinning. You don't have to sin. Stop believing the lie that everybody sins, and even after you are born again, you still sin. It's a lie. A lie from hell. God is holy, and if you are his son or his daughter, you should be holy. You will be holy if you truly are a son or daughter of God. All who sin are slaves to sin, which is of your father, the devil. And you're not happy sinning. That's why you want to be born again. And once you're born again, you're of your father, God. And now you're holy, as your Father in heaven is holy. Duh. Anyway, this whole shooting thing, the guns, the children of the lie blaming the guns, and they want to destroy the NRA because the NRA is a powerful organization that is controlled by good men and women of this country who are committed to God, country, and freedom. That's what it's all about. And the children of the lie know that if they can destroy the order of God, then they can take down the country. So they're using the children to go after the foundation of this country to destroy it. Here's a town hall meeting that happened at CNN, and this dumb boy asked Marco Rubio, Congressman, is Marco a senator or Senator Marco Rubio from Florida, about the NRA supporting him. And it's unfortunate that Marco did not deal with it straight up. No wonder he didn't win as president. He let some little dumb boy who'd been brainwashed to run over him. The boy, this is from CNN Town Hall, the boy who kept asking Marco Rubio not to take money from the NRA. Watch this, folks, and listen.
So right now, in the name of 17 people, you cannot ask the NRA to keep their money out of your campaign?
I think in the name of 17 people, I can pledge to you that I will support any law that will prevent a killer like this.
No, but I'm talking NRA.
No, because...
Matter of fact, I bet we can get people in here to give you exactly as much money as the NRA would have.
But it's not.
No, you won't.
And you're right.
Can you stand up?
You're right. Lying liberals.
Okay, not a lot, but we'll get it.
You're right about that.
We've raised quite a bit of money so far.
Well, you're right about that. There's money on both sides of every issue in America. And where that leaves us in policymaking is to look at the issues and make a decision based on what we think is right. But ultimately, look, the First Amendment is as important as the Second. And therefore, you have every right to ask that question of me, and I'm here to tell you that I will stand for the things.
Are you going to be accepting money from the NRA in the future?
Marco Rubio should be ashamed of himself. He has no backbone at all. How you let some little dumb, brainwashed, knucklehead child run over you like this? Marco sounds like a politician, and this child is on an ego trip. Someone has totally brainwashed him. He has no respect for Marco at all, and Marco looked like an idiot. What did President Trump call Marco Rubio? Little Marco? Little Marco is dancing around a stupid question from a child. The answer is, yes, I will get money from the NRA. And who told you to ask me that? You don't have sense enough to ask that question yourself. And here's where, this is from CNN again, CNN Town Hall. The man confronts Marco Rubio again.
Your comments this week and those of our president have been pathetically weak.
Senator Rubio, my daughter, running down the hallway at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas, was shot in the back.
Yes, sir.
With an assault weapon. It is too easy to get. It is a weapon of war. The fact that you can't stand with everybody in this building and say that, I'm sorry.
Amazing. I would say, you know what, sir? Had there been armed teachers, principals, I guarantee you, sorry about your daughter, but I guarantee you she would have been more protected that way than to keep the guns out of the school. Are you crazy? Stop overreacting. These are liberals, folks. I want to go back to Fred out of Virginia. So, Fred, there is no...
about your Marco Rubio thing is...
Yes.
He should have known better than going in there with his CNN, Clinton News Network. He should have known better than going in there doing that. He took a shot, you know, the least he done.
Are you on the speakerphone, Fred?
No,
Okay, speak right into the phone. It sounds kind of muffled. Go ahead.
Okay, but the Clinton Network, he shouldn't have even done that. I can understand why he done it. And I understand it's hard to, you know, he'd probably have to fight his way out of that, just like, what's her name, Dana or whatever her name there for NRA.
Yes.
And all that. She would have probably almost had to fight her way out, too. But, you know, that's what you do when you go in a tiger's mouth.
You know,
anyway,
Fred, I'm glad that he went.
About bullying.
Fred, let me say this. I'm glad that he went there, but he needs to have some backbone. You need to go in there and deal with it in all honesty and truth. And don't sound like some little weak politician. Marco should have put his politician speech away and dealt with that boy and those adults like a man should deal with issues.
Hey, I agree with you because that's why he didn't become president.
Yeah. Marco.
Yeah, but anyway, I was talking about why are people talking about these bullies going on? You know, I'm not saying anything good for this idiot that went in and done all that shooting. Why ain't they talking about the people that bullied this kid in school or on Facebook?
Yeah.
No one wants to talk about them anymore.
Because it's not about that. It's about the Democrats taking power. We're in this year is a midterm election year. And the Democrats are using these situations to rile up the people in the hopes to get the votes, to make the Republican Party look bad, to make President Trump look bad, to make the NRA look bad, in hopes that these people will vote for them. They do not care about what is right. That's why I say our battle is not about your color. It's not about male or female. It's about good versus evil. Right versus wrong. Fred.
Well, I agree with this, the same way with immigration. The Democrats do not want that problem solved.
That's right.
Come November, they ain't got nothing to talk about.
That's right. It's because Democrats don't care about people. That's why I tell Christians, if you vote for the Democratic platform and you vote for people who represent the Democratic Party, then you're not a child of God. You're not a Christian. You're just a Christian in namesake because you can't be of God and support such an evil party as the Democratic Party.
I agree with you 100%. I talk to him every day. I thank him for letting me sleep one more day and get up another day.
Yes, sir.
But can I tell you two things?
Real
They're
fast,
talking
bro.
About yeah. these gun-free zones. If they want to try to help slow something down with those gun-free zones, why don't they put underneath of it some of our teachers are armed, too.
Yes.
That makes you stop to think about that.
It will. Absolutely.
And another thing is that these school buses. And here in Stafford, in Virginia, in all parts of Virginia, they turn around and put these boxes in these school buses. And some of them have cameras, some don't. And did you know that that almost stopped all of the horse playing and bullying, especially in the high school? Because they think they're being filmed on that video.
If they wanted to do something about all this stuff, Fred, they would. Thank you so much, Fred. I got to run. I appreciate it. Thank you for that. They don't want to solve the problem. Obama didn't want to solve the problem. Democrats do not, Democratic representatives do not want to solve problems. They want chaos and confusion. Look how the fallen Messiah, Barack Obama, divided the races more than any other president of this great nation because he wanted confusion. More police officers were killed under Barack Obama than any other president. He wanted the confusion. That's how Democrats operate. That's how they operate. Let me go to Florida and talk to Dana. Dana, thank you for calling. Get it off your chest.
Hi, Jesse. Thank you. And thank you for calling out the stupid CNN idiot town hall meeting. I watched it, and I wish Marco Rubio would have stood up to all of them.
He has no spine.
All these kids are being coached, because if you notice, all the kids did not get to speak, And then we found out one kid did come out and say that they tried to rewrite his message, that, and he wouldn't go on the town hall because of that. He was on Tucker Carlson last night.
I saw
and
that.
So was this, and so was this Democrat leader. If you go back and you watch where he's standing next to these kids up on the podium speaking, making their speech,
yes.
He's right in their face. He's not sad. At first I thought it was the principal, but it's not. You do not see one principal standing after this happened with these children. It's his Democrat leader. And the second thought is, what they need in these schools, I have grandkids in these schools, and I have the right to go pick them up on days that the parents can't. I can walk in these schools any time that I want here in Florida. I think they need to be metal detectors, because they don't know if I'm carrying my gun in that school to pick up my grandkids.
Right.
They have nothing.
Yep.
They need metal detectors at that door. And this kid couldn't have got this in. And what if all these kids, if they can raise money for funerals and for these families, why can't they raise money for metal detectors?
They don't want to solve the problem. That's why they try to ban the guns.
They just want to keep taking the guns, And that's not right. And what if all these kids, this kid told these kids, I'm going to shoot you.
Yeah.
And where's the school leader saying, hey, we can't have this kid around no more? They didn't protect the kids.
Yep, you're absolutely
right.
They
didn't. And the kids in that school didn't protect the kids. They were all on social media. He posted stuff. They did not. My granddaughter goes to school, and she saw something that shouldn't have been on social media. She asked me as a grandma what she should do. And I told her. She took it to the principal. The problem got solved. So that's what I'm saying. Why didn't these kids all come together like they're doing now and do something about this kid, like your last caller said, about bullying and stuff? He didn't have one friend in that school. That's sad.
And they have known about a lot of those kids, or several of those kids have known about this boy since he was in the eighth grade or so. And
you would think by that time
somebody would have reached out to him to try to help him.
You are correct. He set one girl down. I seen her interview. And he told her that he was going to shoot up the school and he would shoot her.
Amazing.
She didn't tell nobody. She didn't take it to no parent. There was no parent. And then they want to blame us for the guns?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
I don't think so. Thank you, Dana. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much for calling that out. Thank you, Jesse. That is right, because that is what CNN's doing. They're coaching these kids.
Yes.
And if you notice, only certain kids could speak.
Yep.
And they were written on them little white pieces there, that the little paper.
The piece of
so
paper.
I'm glad you called that white idiot kid out. I wish Marco Rubio would have set him down in a high chair. Thank you, Jesse. You have a great day.
Thank you. You too, Dana. I appreciate
it. Thank you.
Set him down in a high chair. That's right. You know, I saw that episode on Tucker last night where there was a young boy who is a student at that school. And he was involved, I believe, in helping some of the kids get out. And CNN, according to the boy, asked him to attend his town hall meeting. They asked him to write up a report as to what he would say he did. He got another contact from CNN saying, well, could you break it down a little bit more clear or rewrite it or something? He did. Then they said, well, just write down your question that you're going to ask. And he did that, and they tried to change his question. They didn't want him to ask what he was going to ask because he didn't agree with them. And so the boy decided not to go because he saw the setup, according to him, from CNN. And that's what this little stupid boy, I believe, is doing, that asked Marco Rubio about the NRA. That little dumb boy have no idea about the NRA. He doesn't keep his head out of his computer long enough. He didn't even know that was an NRA until this happened. And the godless liberals and the Democrats went down and brainwashed him. Amazing. Kim is from Staten Island, New York. Kim, thank you for calling and thanks for holding. Get it off your chest.
Okay. Well, I was going to talk about the CNN thing with the kid.
A little louder for me, Kim.
I said I was going to bring up the CNN scripted
yes.
town hall, but that's all right.
But that was such a setup. I mean, Marco Rubio had two choices. You know, he could have done what he did, or if he kind of showed his spine, he would have gotten criticized because this is one of the kids that, what, had a brother, or sister, or whatever in Florida or stuff. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So no matter what, I'm so disgusted. They're like brass knuckles under a velvet glove, these Democrats.
It's amazing. I
mean, you know, yeah, but I just wanted to say a couple things quick. The gun-free zones, I don't know why there was ever such a thing. It's like letting a kid in a candy store. So that's But all over should be a gun-free zone. You know, unless you're in a shooting range. But what else was I going to say here? Oh, my best comments of the week came from Nancy Pelosi, of course. How she manages to even go one step crazier than she already is. But I liked one of her suggestions about the border control.
Yes.
You know what she said? Did you hear it?
I did hear it, but tell the people.
Yeah, mobile one. This way they can't sneak through, you know, the grass to get in.
That was so dumb. I don't know. I don't know why the Democratic Party won't repudiate Nancy Pelosi for saying crazy things like that. More the lawn around the borders, and that way the folk can't sneak across through the grass.
But, I mean, do you think she really believes these things that she says?
Yes.
You do, huh?
I think
that's
she's
scary.
Mentally ill enough to believe it.
But that, I thought, was the comments of the week that made me laugh, you know. But I just wanted to say that, you know, I did see all this going on with suggestions and whatnot, and I really liked, there was two guys, they were principals of schools in Southeast D.C., so by what they were saying, it kind of sounds like, it's a rough neighborhood, and what they did is they had three checkpoints, you know, the meet and greet, and then they went through a metal detector, and then they went through a scanner, like you do in the airport.
Yes.
Each kid, and you know what I liked about it, like the meet and greet, I worked in special ed in New York City for 30 years, you know. And the security out here, I got to say, one time I was in second grade with these kids, and one kid came up to me and told me he had a knife in his backpack. So I looked at him. I said, no, you know, I said, show me. Because now here's the funny part. We're not allowed to go into their backpack.
Amazing.
No, really, to search.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. So the kid didn't take it out. I said, you know what? I don't care if he's in second grade. I went, you know, with him to the principal. I told her what was happening. She called the precinct. The cops came. You know, and he didn't have it. I don't know, you know,
right.
Why he even said it, but whatever. You know, you can't take chances like that.
Yeah.
But I like that checkpoint. Now, also in the school I worked in, the security guard had a monitor, right, that maybe was 15, 20 boxes. And you saw within a two-block radius of that school, you know, who was walking down the street,
yeah.
Who was coming into the school. And, you know, I mean, I don't know if other states do it, but whenever we had, like, a pedophile, or, you know, that was convicted of a sex crime.
Right.
That got released.
Yes.
Pamphlets went home with the guy's picture. So the neighborhood all knew, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, I know it sounds crazy, but too bad they couldn't do something like an Amber Alert. You know what I mean? When they find somebody that they think...
Yeah, they don't want
covered.
To solve this problem, Kim.
And no.
There are so many easy, logical ways to deal with this, but they want the chaos, they want the confusion, because the Democrats want to take over again. That's what this is all
exactly.
about.
They want the new order.
That's right. Know? Thank you,
yeah.
Kim.
Okay, thanks a lot. You take care.
All right, you too now.
All right.
Bye.